Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Rules don't always work, but it's good to have them. I just asked Taylor, who is a Gen Zer? Maybe a young millennial, old Gen Zer?
Yeah, somewhere in there, yeah.
A young person. She's a young person. She's under 30. I said, Taylor, will the new Instagram rules work? She goes, probably not. That did not deter me. It might not work yet, but I still think it's good to have them. So here's the deal, friends. Instagram has new rules. It announced yesterday it's rolling out a new teen user protection that mirrors like government movie ratings, and that teen accounts will be limited to seeing content that is PG-13. Here are some of the new rules. Instagram will block entire accounts that post 18 plus content, such as drugs, sex, and maybe even certain rock and roll, I guess, music, from teens' view, and prevent users from following the handles that have inappropriate usernames or links in bio directing people to sites like OnlyFans or liquor stores. Okay, so if you're under 18, you won't have access to sites like that that promote drugs or sex or have an OnlyFans link or promote liquor. The new rules will apply even in cases where teens have already been following an adult account. They will no longer be able to view the offending content. And the change will also bar teens from seeing search results for things like gore or alcohol. Okay? Will they work is the question. 651-461-9226. My answer is, like Taylor's, probably not, but it's good to have, because we are finally acknowledging that social media can be dangerous for the teen mind. Honey, social media is dangerous for the adult mind, right? We still don't know what to do with it. We're still reeling. We're still addicted. We're just as bad as they are. But we're talking about the teens because it can really be more intense when you're a teen, because that's a time where you actually care what other people think. Hopefully by the time you reach adulthood, you no longer care. But as a teen, I get it. So the fact that there are some rules that Instagram is telling the kids, hey, you can't see this because it's not great for you right now. You can't see this because you shouldn't be looking at things like sex or people doing drugs or someone's OnlyFans page. Are they going to find a workaround? Absolutely. They are going to find a workaround. Do I know what it is? No, because I'm not a teenager. But sure, teens can falsify their age, you know, on their account. They can use code words or sensitive topics to evade AI detection that they're learning about much faster than we are. But here's the deal. If we really care about online safety and being a good digital citizen of the world and social media hygiene, we do need to address the most blatant forms of harm and exploitation. And they will likely lead, these rules will likely lead to fewer explicit and disturbing incidents for teens. If it cuts down on one, that's great. Two's even better. Three is really good. I'm not saying it's going to solve the problem, but it is a step. It is a step toward understanding that this is a dangerous thing. Remember when doctors were prescribing cigarettes for morning sickness to pregnant women? We don't do that anymore. And not only have we stopped that, but we also now have massive warning labels on cigarettes that basically scream at you, you're gonna die if you use this product. I understand people buy cigarettes still, but fewer people buy cigarettes now. And you gotta start somewhere. It started with us acknowledging that smoking tobacco does not help pregnant women or smoking tobacco is not a healthy thing for you. So acknowledging that there's some dangerous stuff on this site and you probably shouldn't see it is a good first step. What say you?
I think the original question you asked, which was, will this help, is the wrong question to ask.
Oh, okay.
Because these are two different things. The like one question is, what should our guidelines be for keeping teens safe online? You could expand this to anything else, any, you know, whether it's road safety or anything. Like, what are the guidelines we should put into place? And those guidelines, those rules, those structures should go into place whether or not we can or have currently the ability to enforce them. Because that's the next, I mean, that's the next question, but it's a different question. You need to put the rule in place. If we want our kids to be safe, here's the content they should or should not view online. And that's great. It doesn't solve the problem, but that's phase one. If I'm, you know, if my job is to make the internet a safer place for my teens, that's phase one. Let's do some research. Let's figure out what content is appropriate and what content is not. Great. That's good work. It's done. Not that this one rule is doing that, but if rules like this could be expanded to all sorts of social media, great. That's done. That's 15% of the work. It's not making our kids safe just by making the rule. Now you have to go do education, enforcement. You have to hold these platforms accountable for actually following through with what they're promising. And that's the rest of the 85% of the work. But it doesn't diminish the fact that, yes, this is a good first step, like you said. And it doesn't matter to me, like, how enforceable it currently is or whether it's going to make a difference in the next few months. That's irrelevant at this point. Let's make the correct rule, the correct guideline, so that we can now take further steps to continue to keep our kids safe.
I agree with everything that you just said. I really do. Also acknowledging that this doesn't solve the mental health crisis among kids that we have in our country. But as David said, and I totally agree, we took the first step. You know, when your kids, and also I think this is a warning call, like a shofar blast. It's a warning call to a red flag or a flare to the parents that, hey, these rules exist for a reason. You might want to check in on what your kid is looking at online. And parents, I'm a parent of three teenagers who are on social media. One's in their 20s now, or have grown up with social media. I was not perfect. Parents cannot be perfect. Also, the kid's always going to be better at social media than you are because it's always new and it's always changing. So even when kids that are my kid's age grow up and have kids of their own, the younger kids are still going to be better at it. They're going to be more nuanced at it, even though my kids were almost digital natives. You know, they didn't have phones or there wasn't social media until they were a little bit older, thank goodness, like 12, not that old, but so they'll get it, but they won't get it like their kids get it. The kids will always be one step ahead.
Yeah.
We were buying explicit albums. We were looking at, you know, porn magazines that someone's grandpa had. Like, there's always a workaround, friends. But this will not solve some of the content that is still out there, like the social comparison that they're looking at someone's body, or the filters and the body dysmorphia that they're looking at on someone's on someone's page. Even the constant algorithmic stuff that might be showing you content of things like war that might not be banned, or propaganda that's not great for your mental health, but it's not necessarily banned content. It's not R-rated necessarily. So, no, I understand that there are still problems, and we have a long way to go.
I think this is analogous of child safety in cars in the last number of decades, where there was studies done in the whatever it was, 40s, 50s, 60s, that looked into the fact that the seatbelt technology that was coming to cars everywhere and saving adults was not properly saving kids. So what did we do? We did the research. We followed the science. We started building car seats. We made standards for what a car seat would be, which is what they just did. But then the work didn't stop there. Now you have to manufacture the car seats and keep improving on them and educate parents and law enforcement about how to actually use these things. So with social media, we're unfortunately, like, we're 50s era. We're just at the advent of this, trying to keep our kids safe on social media. But hopefully in the coming decades, this will get flushed out further and we'll become more effective at keeping our kids safe online.
I'm so glad you brought up the seatbelt analogy, because we here have a piece at Odyssey that new data from Minnesota Seatbelt Enforcement Campaign shows a lot of people are not wearing their seatbelt. I need to take a break, but who is not wearing their seatbelt out there? What is happening? If you're not, buckle up and then call me at 651-461-9226. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A week-long enforcement campaign that ran in September, okay? It was a week in September, in nearly 1,000 people getting cited statewide for not wearing a seatbelt or properly securing their children. 1,000 people? What are we doing in Minnesota? You guys, it's the law. Buckle up. It's the law. You gotta wear your seatbelt. And also, it will keep you alive. We just have in the news today an elderly woman was driving and died in a car crash, and she wasn't wearing her seatbelt. We know better. Why are we not doing better? So I said, if you don't wear a seatbelt, you need to call me and explain why you're not wearing the seatbelt. We have Glenn in Lino Lakes on the line. Glenn, you have some info about this?
Yeah, I do. I'm a retired firefighter, EMT, and spent a lot of time on 35W and 35E on car crashes. And I've seen what happens on a rollover without a seatbelt. Basically, the occupants get ejected out the broken windows, and the car rolls over the top of them. One person who was seriously injured said, "I don't need a seatbelt because the airbag is going to save me." Well, fact of the matter is, the seatbelt keeps you in place, and the airbag will do its job. And I just don't understand why people won't wear their seatbelt. I've seen horrific crashes that should have been fatal, but they were wearing their seatbelts, and the airbags did their job, and they survived. I've had people walk away from crashes like that. I guess I just don't understand. Plus, when we're out on the freeway working a car crash, we're at risk now because these people didn't wear seatbelts.
It astounds me, Glenn, and you too, that it's just such an easy thing. And also, this isn't for anybody else. This is for the person. This is for the user. That you, it'll save your life. It can save your life if you are, as you have seen, you specifically have, Glenn has seen this, you guys, wear your seatbelt. I Glenn, thank you for also being a first responder and a fire person and helping people who, yes, wore and didn't wear their seatbelts. I appreciate the call, Glenn. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am shocked, really, because this is for you. This isn't like for anybody else. It wasn't like we're asking you to wear your seatbelt to keep somebody else safe. We know when we learn what happens when we ask you to wear a mask to, you know, maybe keep somebody else safe. We know that there's a revolt here in this country. But the seatbelt, I mean, that's completely selfish. It's for you. If you want to stay alive, you get to stay alive with your seatbelt. Let's see some of your texts here. They are coming in fast and furious. Let's see. Hold on. Here we go. Jor, I haven't worn my seatbelt in 8 years. The government ain't telling me what to do. Not paid one of the 18 tickets either. Look at me, still alive. See, now I can't tell if that's somebody that's trolling me or if that's a real text. This is why you should call in. Caller that ends in 97. Yeah, I really feel like you need to call in because I don't know if you're being serious. Because really, you haven't worn your seatbelt in 8 years and you already have gotten 18 tickets and now you're not paying those? Why are you not wearing your seatbelt? This texter, how can you not wear a seatbelt and the car just beeps and beeps and beeps until you click it? That would drive me nuts. I don't get it. I thought about all the new cars and the old cars still have the beeps till you clicked it. That's an excellent point because, I mean, I have cars that were, both of my cars are like 13 years old, but still, they make noise if you don't click the seatbelt. And even the passenger, if somebody's in the passenger seat and they don't have it in, it, and it's annoying. So immediately someone says, get your seatbelt. You know, if someone forgets or they're a little delayed getting in the car, you know, click it and make sure it's on. But I did once have a taxi driver, like coming home from the airport, and he had clicked his seatbelt, but then he sat on top of it. Now, I just wanted to get home safely, and I didn't know this guy from Adam, so I didn't want to say, like, sir, why are you not wearing your seatbelt? Because this is America, and I guess it's against the law, but he can choose to still do that. But I was shocked that he was doing it so the car wouldn't beep, but also he wasn't wearing his seatbelt. This is something I think I will never understand. Jordana, this texter says, I drive for a transportation company and I see people unbuckled all day long. Children riding in back seats, moving around unbuckled. That's borderline child abuse. If you have your kid crawling around in the back seat, what is this, the 1980s with Pam and Jeff moving in the back seat of the station wagon?
I don't think that's borderline. I think, I mean, these are some of the 1,000 citations that were handed out. That's a
illegal.
You cannot do that, and you can and should get cited. Now, I hope that when issues like that happen, that we start with education and a gift certificate to go buy a car seat.
Okay,
like,
fair.
You know, if I had $100 and you don't have a car seat, I'll give it to you.
Yes.
Go buy a car seat.
Yes.
Like that. We should just do that. Or hand out car seats at the hospital when you leave.
And there are programs.
Yes, there are.
And by the way, they don't let you leave the hospital
Correct.
Unless you have a proper car seat.
Correct.
And I guarantee the hospitals are equipped to give you one on the spot.
But if you're really somebody who is just intentionally knowing laws, knowing the risk and not doing it, you should face repercussion for that.
But then it's one thing for you, But your humans, your kids in the back seat, you know, if you want to take a risk with your life, okay, you can die, but you can't take the kids along with you. They must be buckled up. I'm just, you guys know I'm a rule follower. So once again, I'm just confounded by this. This texter says, Jor, there will never be 100% compliance on anything, including seatbelts. A certain percentage of the population are just plain ignorant. Texter, I hear you. Okay, I can accept that in my heart. But 1,000 people in a week were cited? It's the study. Of course, there's going to be a certain percentage of the population that are either ignorant or obstinate. They don't want to do something because somebody told them to. So they're, you know, anti-authoritarianism. They don't want to do it. And that's who they are. But I didn't realize there were so many, because in a week, it was 7 days. The campaign ran, in September of this past year, 1,000 people were not wearing a seatbelt or properly securing children. I think that's a lot of people. I think they all know better, and they're choosing not to do better, and I can't understand why. Back to your text. Jor, I'm sure it's not a perfect comparison statistically, but I would venture to say that many of them not wearing the seatbelt are people also not taking vaccines. I don't know. Because of the feeling that it's invading their personal rights. So there's not so much someone can do if someone decides nobody's going to tell me what to do, even if it costs my life. Okay. And maybe because I can't really understand getting in the head of somebody, you can't tell me what to do, so I'm going to risk my life. That logic just doesn't jive with me. But thank you for expressing this, because you did a great job expressing this in text. And you're right. This texter, Jordana, there is a video out there called Room to Live that shows how the space in your car will save your life. Okay. Again, this is like propaganda on social media. If this is going around, you just heard Glenn. Ma'am's a first responder. He said, I've seen horrific wrecks where seatbelts save lives, and other wrecks where people just get rolled over because they got ejected. Jordana, several weeks ago, my daughter and I were at the top of a ramp along Highway 52 in southern Minnesota. The vehicle in front of us didn't stop in time and clipped the back end of an off-road type vehicle. The second vehicle rolled a couple times, but thankfully the driver was wearing his seatbelt and that saved him from serious injuries. Wow. That is a traumatic thing to watch and certainly to go through. And you're right. Thank God, or thank the law that forced that person to wear their seatbelt, because their life was probably saved. Multiple rollovers. I mean, my goodness, friends, you would be popping around that car like a piece of popcorn if it didn't eject you. Wow. Jor, I only don't wear it if I forget, which happens occasionally, but if I remember, I always buckle up. But to this texter that ends in 90, does your car beep? Do you have a car that...
Yeah, this person drives a car that's 30 years old and doesn't beep.
Okay, that doesn't beep.
Which is fine. Okay. You're allowed to drive an old car, and I guess I get it if you forget once in a while. I can't, like, if I sit in my car to, like, grab my wallet out of the center console, I'll put my seatbelt on out of, you know, habit, because it's just so ingrained. You can't even sit down without your arm reaching
for it. So ingrained.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone says, Jor, it stops beeping after, like, 5 to 10 minutes.
It's true. It does.
I didn't know. Sometimes in my car, like if I have my bag next to me and I put it in the passenger seat, I carry a giant bag. Everything's in my bag, by the way. It's a full pharmacy.
Bag.
Yeah, I still carry like a diaper bag. Those are my purse, my pocketbooks. So I put it in the passenger seat, and sometimes it's so heavy it beeps because it thinks there's a person there. I just put it on the floor then. I do not buckle up my bag. My bag can spill out. Hey, Jordana, you can disable a seatbelt buzzer. So that's probably what a lot of people do. Jor, it was very hard to wear a seatbelt when I had to wear my chemo port. Yes, friend, that is hard. And I pray that chemo port comes out very, very quickly. I'm so sorry. Jor, the car only beeps for half a mile. Okay, so you guys have this figured out. Our first new car was a Vega, crummy car, but would not start if not buckled. That's the future. That's probably what's going to happen now, because we're not even good at taking care of ourselves. We need the car to take care of us.
See, I think there's enough. I think we've reached there. There's enough technology that that everyone that buys a car, there's enough tech in there that tells you and makes you and beeps at you. And if you're deciding not to at this point, there's like, we've done enough to remind you. It's your fault now.
This is crazy. These texts are crazy. I'll leave you with this because we got to take a break. Jordana, I knew a bunch of moms from the northern suburbs years ago who didn't wear seatbelts, quote, because the government says you have to, end quote. My goodness, we, my friends, we have lost our way. We are just bad at being human. We are a terrible species. Hey, wear your seatbelt. And now I'm telling David to stop it because I want to talk about menopause and the perks that women going through menopause get at work. And David said to me, what about menopause? David, stop it. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Little Justin Bieber there. Thank
you. Got some dance moves over there.
I do feel good, David. I do feel good. You know why? It's because I'm done with menopause. And chemo rocketed me right into menopause. And honestly, I'm one of the lucky ones because I didn't suffer the way a lot of women suffer, because chemo just got me in there and I was feeling so crappy for 3-4 years that I didn't know if it was the chemo or the menopause or whatever. So it all got lumped together. So I tell you, I'm one of the lucky ones. I'm not one of the women who have to sweat it out, you know, when they're at work and they're having a hot flash, or, you know, they're instantly, immediately exhausted and have to go and lay down. Like you feel like when you're pregnant, there are so many terrible side effects of menopause that, you know, again, I feel very lucky that, listen to me saying it's lucky. I was lucky I got cancer, so I didn't have to have menopause. Menopause is pretty bad. But Wall Street Journal has a piece that now workplaces are offering specialized menopause benefits. And I said to David, I said, you know, I'd like to talk about this. And he goes, immediately, just to probably get at me, because David likes to rile me up.
Worked.
In the morning. It totally worked. He knows how to push my buttons. He says, menopause? What about menopause? I want break time. I want special
That's
coffee
right.
breaks. And I said, would you like the hot flashes to go along with them? Your answer?
I can find my own problems okay. and figure out a way that I need a break.
Here's the deal. It is so great that businesses are starting to recognize that menopause is a real problem for women. And I'm talking about this starts perimenopause in their late 40s, in their maybe early 40s. Women are experiencing terrible symptoms. If any of you have lived with a woman who lived through menopause, you know them. They're awful. So businesses are getting on board, creating amenities and benefits. I'm going to give you tell you what some of them are, and you guys can chime in and say, yes, this is great, or no, the women should tough it out. Schwitz on their own. Okay, dedicated quiet rooms, providing specific rooms for employees to cool down after they have sweated through their clothes, refocus, and mitigate symptoms like vertigo or anxiety. Some are offering temperature-controlled workstations. I think Adam would like this because he's a sweater. Offering access to temperature-controlled workstations or comfort closets. In the closet, it stocks like in-office amenities like fans or deodorant, maybe a Tylenol, something like that. They're offering access to, support groups, peer support groups, menopause cafes where women can support each other that are led by trained facilitators. And this could be off-site or they could be virtual. I'm not saying this is happening during the day. They're also, if you are going through menopause, some offices, businesses are offering flexible work hours to allow you to manage symptoms like fatigue or insomnia, and also flexibility with doctor's appointments. I hope all businesses have flexibility with people and their doctor's appointments. Like if you say to your boss, I know if you're working a factory line, that's not happening. But if you say to your boss, I need to go to a doctor's appointment, I hope even if you just scraped your knee, you'd be able to go. But so, David, are you feeling that women should not be afforded this extra help to help them through menopause?
No, I perhaps was a little exaggerating in my initial opinion. my real opinion, though, and I do agree that I don't think, like if I was the boss of a place, I would not create a menopause room. I do agree that that's not a great idea, but here's why. Because I think there are a myriad of health issues that people have that impact their work, and it can be anything from breastfeeding to menopause to cancer to anything else that is going to impact the way you work. Maybe you break your arm, whatever. There's tons of different things, and companies, businesses should accommodate in the best way they can. And okay. I think offering a specific room, that this room is not for anyone else, is not for you and what your problem have. It's not for a diabetic. It's not for this. It's not for that. It's only for menopause. Mm-hmm. I think is just too narrow of a view. I think you should have a more comprehensive policy on how people can deal with health situations at work, which includes sick time and flexibility to go to the doctor and flexibility to take care of kids and all of these different things. Like, sure, do that. Mm-hmm. But I don't see the need for a specialized room that's just for women of a certain age going through a certain affliction. Like, why can't it be broader than that?
And it probably can. And if you have an affliction that you need help and you need support from your office, you know, from your workplace with, I imagine they would help you out. But there isn't one thing that every man goes through. Like, menopause affects every single woman. Mm-hmm. Some have much less symptoms and can breeze through, and God bless, they're lucky. We should study their genes because, you know, thank God. Some are, it is oppressive. You know, they can have, like, someone says, I had hot flashes every day for over 20 years. I'm sorry, unless you've had blood coming out of you for a week every month for most of your life, you don't get a pause. Okay. I mean, look, menopause symptoms are very serious. And I think that acknowledging that in the workplace is the right thing to do at this point in time. And if there's a man that has a condition, like let's say he needs to go to a room and take his erectile dysfunction medication, he can have a separate space to go take his medication.
And Okay, but I'm saying that can be the same room because if we hear at WCCO we have 7 women in this our company who are going through menopause, so we're going to make a menopause room. Well, it needs to be broader than that because in 5 years,
that's fair.
None of them are going through menopause mm-hmm. anymore. But guess what? Now 3 people are diabetic and mm-hmm. have special needs because of
right.
that. Let's serve both of those populations.
Yes.
And maybe there's fewer on one side than the other or more at different times or whatever, but let's be flexible to anybody. And I think calling that, putting a sticker on the door saying this is the menopause room is too specific.
Okay, but when you fair, and I'll just say this, because when I was a young mother, I worked at Fox, and I had to pump my breasts. I had 3 babies or 2 babies on the air, 1 off, and I had to pump breast milk because I nursed them each for a year, and I went back to work after 3 months, and I had to pump the breast milk. When it wasn't in the back of a news van, mm-hmm. they didn't have a room for that. That wasn't a thing. And they said, well, just go use the green room. Okay, well, I can go use the green room. But what if there's a guest in there,
yeah.
which is the purpose of the green room? Okay, well, then just use the makeup room. Okay, well, there was like no plug for somebody else's, you know, a curling iron was plugged in and mm-hmm. they were going to be on the air. So they're needed to, and also when you pump your breasts, you have to take off your top or you have to at least have excess. And I say that, and by the way, I did just use the green room. I hope Fox now has a nursing room, has a breast pump room for new mothers. I was fine with it. I suffered. No problem. It's fine. But when you are having a hot flash, honey, sometimes you just have to get naked. And if you have a dedicated room where you can put a sign that says, I'm having a hot flash, please don't come in. You know, if a man is having a headache, he needs to wait to be able to use that because it needs to be dedicated to specifically the symptoms of menopause because they are so specific.
See, I still disagree because that room should just have a sign on it that says, in use, do not enter, and the door is locked. And that's the same room that you can pump in use for menopause.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I need to change the dressing on my gout-ridden foot or whatever it is, and I don't want anybody seeing me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that can be the same room. Maybe if you had a big company, you need multiple rooms. But to me, that's the same room. And having a sign on the door that says menopause or nursing room or whatever it is, like, is unneeded. It can be the privacy health room or something like that and can be used for multiple purposes.
A privacy health room. Okay. And again, it could be the nursing room that, you know, later in the day if a woman with menopause needs it. But I do mm-hmm. think there should be spaces for these people. And I think that's okay.
And you should be able to close the door
and lock it.
And not mm-hmm. even tell anyone why you're in there. Why, you know, maybe you don't want to let everyone know you're in menopause. I need a break, so I'm going into the private room for a few minutes. Should be enough.
Your friend and mine, Paul Baldwin. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, Baldwin.
Baldwin is texting in right now.
Yeah,
I met Paul recently. He's my new best friend. Met him at the at your party.
Yeah.
City council member.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Uh-huh.
Big fan. He says, Dave, I'm on my way right now to pick up my wife's menopause meds. This crap is real. Tell young Davey to get back to me about menopause when his bride turns 50. Dave, you are my hero. Thank you for going to pick up your wife's menopause meds. You are a good man. And I will yell at our young David.
Sure.
I'm just kidding. And I know you're on the path of equity, David. I'm on the path of hot flashes suck. And there should be special appropriations made mm-hmm. for menopause is universal, you know, and most women experience some pretty terrible symptoms.
True, but you were on the cause of a nursing room when you had nursing age kids, and now you're on the cause of menopause now that you're closer to menopause.
I didn't get a nursing room, by the way.
I know.
I never got that.
You advocated for that, and I'm saying we should advocate for all of the above, not just the one that happens to be impacting us right now.
You know, that's interesting, David. I was too stupid to advocate for that. I should, like, now I'm like, yay, menopause room. I should have marched my behind upstairs and said, you guys, I need a nursing room because I never got one. I did pump in the green room. I did. Or I pumped in the makeup room when someone's curling iron wasn't plugged in. I did do that. So there was a separate space. But you know what? I didn't. I wasn't smart enough or maybe evolved enough or maybe I'm not necessarily an activist. That wasn't my thing. But I hope they have them now. I'll leave you with this text. Jor, where were these benefits when I needed them? I endured years of silence and menopause among all male colleagues. And sister, I am sorry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.